How you going, guys?
Good, good. Now, I know I'm in a Baptist church, but I grew up in a... we're in a United Church. I grew up in a Baptist church. And everyone starts from the back and fills up forward, and it's like, I'm back home. Like, it's like, you know, like, it's like, this is all empty. What I tend to do is when people start at the back, I tend to move forward. So I'm going to be kind of moving your way in the course of it. It's great to be with you today. I was here this morning, had a wonderful time, and great to be back with you tonight. And Chris, thanks for commissioning the guys for their service over summer. Can you give me a wave if you've been involved with Scripture Union in any way, shape or form in the course of your life? Give us a wave. Okay, yep, that's wonderful. Scripture Union and North Ringwood Uniting Church have this remarkable history and relationship. You guys might not be quite aware of it, but Scripture Union has had some pioneering leaders in our time, and I would say four of them of probably about half a dozen have come out of this church. I'm talking John Uren, sitting up the back there, Tom Slater. John Uren basically revolutionised Scripture Union in the 70s when church was kind of struggling with this radically changing society. John actually put up a sail and took Scripture Union in new directions. It was incredible. Tom Slater is recognised as a pioneer of camping ministry around the world. He's written a book that is acclaimed as it's called The Temporary Community. He pioneered camping within Scripture Union Victoria. John Lane, who's heard of John Lane before? Okay, John Lane was probably one of the most significant pioneers in children's ministry in the course of in the Australian church. And then Ron Buckland, he was a pioneering theologian of children's ministry. And one of his proteges was Beth Barnett, who's also here, and Chris and Tim are here. There's four pioneers in Scripture Union Victoria who have come out of your little church. It's remarkable. Like, I actually, like, you might go, oh, it's just my church. But sometimes God does something in the life of a church that has much more significance than you realise when you're part of it. And so I really want to encourage you to... recognise that you're a church that has produced a lot of pioneers, and maybe God wants to use you to keep pioneering. And so I really encourage you to talk to people like John Uren, Tom Slater, find out what was going on for them, and keep pioneering. I just want to give a little shout out to Tim. Tim's starting a mission this year I've now just forgotten the suburb. Noble Park, sorry. I knew what the suburb was, just dropped out for a moment. Noble Park, and it's our first urban mission in quite a long time. And I'm really, really excited because not every kid is part of a family who can afford to go on holidays on the beach. And so Tim has pioneered a team to go and do ministry with kids who are part of who live in and around Noble Park. So bless you, mate. It's really exciting. Who is going to be with the Apollo Bay team? Yep. Yeah. Awesome. And also another little shout out. The starting of Apollo Bay Theos is another new thing, a new innovation. There's a lot of ministries that have started a Theos, but each time we plant something new, God just makes his kingdom just keep going, and it's like this mustard seed conspiracy that works its way around. So tonight I want to do some stuff that's a little bit like Scripture Union. We try stuff, we... experiment. We, you know, it's interactive. So please forgive me if that's not your comfy thing, but just try it out a little bit. But you're also completely free not to do what we do. But later on, I'm going to invite you to mingle and experiment and practice some stuff. I need three volunteers. Can I have three volunteers? Don't be shy. One. This is about reading the Bible, so I'm not going to doing anything scary. Two. Come on up. Yep, great. Okay. So the passage that we're going to be looking at, can you just grab one of these? The passage that we're going to, and just pass them down, yep, is Colossians chapter 4, verses 2 to 6. And what we're going to do is this thing called Bible jamming. And you know Bible jamming?
I run it
for
kids
today. Nice, okay. Okay, so your experience. So Bible jamming, it's a form of Lectio Divina, where you are actually repeating a verse over and over and the Spirit puts the word into you, but it's really cool and it's fun and young people like it. What we're going to do is one person's going to read it through first of all. It's only a short passage. One person's going to read it through fully and then then we're going to read it through again, and one person reads a verse, then the next person reads a verse, then the next person reads a verse. And then after that, you read until you feel like stopping, and the next person picks it up, next person picks it up. And then you do it again, but you read until the next person cuts in on you and takes over. So I'll explain it as we go along, but in the end it becomes quite competitive and everyone's sort of having a bit of a robust time around reading the Bible. Okay, so Colossians chapter 4, if you want to read, if you've got your Bible on your phone, it's always good to read along. We're reading out of the New Living Translation. Colossians chapter 4, verses 2 to 6. Okay, who's going to read the whole thing through? Okay. Yeah, can you... read it out.
Devote yourselves to prayer with an alert mind and a thankful heart. Pray for us too, that God will give us many opportunities to speak about his mysterious plan concerning Christ. This is why I'm here in chains. Pray that I will proclaim this message as clearly as I should. Live wisely among those who are non-believers and make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be gracious and attractive, so that you will have the right response for everyone.
Did they?
All right, so now you read the first verse, you read the next verse, you read the next verse, and we go around again.
Okay, just one verse.
One verse each.
Okay. Devote yourselves to prayer with an alert mind and a thankful heart. Pray for us too that God will give us many opportunities to speak about his mysterious plan concerning Christ. This is why I'm here in chains.
Pray that I will proclaim this message as clearly as I should.
Live wisely among those who are not believers and make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be gracious and attractive so that you will have the right response for everyone.
Okay, nicely done. Now, what's your name?
Lauren.
Lauren's going to start and she reads for as long as she wants.
Okay.
And then you can stop mid-sentence. You can read a single verse.
You can read one word.
Yeah. Okay, and then we keep going around. So you're basically getting ready to go once the next previous person stops.
Devote yourselves to prayer with an alert mind and a thankful heart. Pray for us too, that God will give us many opportunities to speak about his mysterious plan.
Concerning Christ, that is why I'm here in chains. Pray that I
will proclaim his message as clearly as I should. Live wisely among those who are not believers and make the best of every opportunity.
Let
your conversation be gracious and attractive.
Yes.
So that you will have the right response for everyone.
Nice. Give them a little round of applause. Okay, keep going. All right, now... Now you jump in whenever you feel like it. All right, and then you jump in whenever you feel like it.
No, you start. Like cutting in.
Yeah.
Okay, so this one's called the cutting in section.
Devote yourselves to prayer.
With an alert mind.
Give us many opportunities to speak about his mysterious plan.
Christ, that's why I'm very changed.
Pray that I will proclaim this message.
Now this one, you either stop when you feel like it, or you cut in when you feel like it. So it's a combination of the two. All right.
Did you want to start? Devote yourselves to prayer with an alert mind and a thankful heart. Pray for us too.
That God will give us many opportunities to speak about his mysterious plan
concerning Christ. This is why I'm here.
In chains. Pray that I will proclaim this message.
As early as I should live wisely among those
who are not believers and make the most of every opportunity let.
Your conversation be gracious and attractive.
So everyone will have the
right response for everyone.
Yeah, well done. You guys are they're good. Okay, now the last thing is you're going to read any word or phrase that stands out to you, and you can jump all over the place. And you keep going until someone concludes with the last phrase.
Can you all speak the same
time? No, you just take it in turn. So it can be some, a bit of silence while you're picking out your words. All right?
Wait, so we just like popcorn? We have to go like...
Yeah. Right. Oh, no, you can. No, you don't have to go in an order.
Okay,
anyone
cool.
Can just...
If you have something that stands out to you, say it.
Live wisely among those who are not believers.
Pray that I will proclaim this message as clearly as I should.
Let your conversation be gracious and attractive.
Devote yourselves to prayer with an alert mind and a thankful heart.
Pray for us that God will give us many opportunities to speak about this mysterious plan.
Let your conversation be gracious and attractive so that you will have the right response for everyone.
Pray for us too.
Well done, nicely done. All right, thank you. How about we give him a round of applause? Thanks, guys. You all right? So there's something that you can do to jam up your Bible reading. What I want to reflect on tonight is sharing Jesus. I want us to talk about how we share Jesus and what's involved in sharing Jesus. And that passage that Paul's talking about, he's thinking about how he personally shares Jesus and then how the Colossians share Jesus. So this little passage is dense with wisdom on how we do that. But let's pray first of all and invite the Holy Spirit to teach us and lead us tonight. Lord, we just want to thank you for your incredible goodness. Thank you for your word to us, that you speak your word richly into our hearts. And Holy Spirit, we pray that you would teach us, show us the way. Lord, we want to represent Jesus so well. We want to reflect him. We want people to come to know him. Lord, I pray that you would just move by your Spirit, stirring up within us insights and understanding, confidence in how we speak with people who know you and people who don't know you. Lord, I pray that you would just help us as we experiment with this and play with this a little bit later, that you would give us the confidence as we spend time with people who we know and love. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so let me just read Colossians chapter verses 2-4 again. Devote yourselves to prayer with an alert mind and a thankful heart. Pray for us too that God will give us many opportunities to speak about his mysterious plan concerning Christ. That's why I'm here in chains. Pray that I should proclaim this message as clearly as I should. So when we're thinking about sharing Jesus, okay, you guys are going on a beach mission, you want to share Jesus, you want people to come to know Jesus, you're going to have conversations with children and young people and families, and you're going, I want people to know Jesus. That's why you go on a beach mission, isn't it? You also go because you love spending time with your friends. But ultimately, we're motivated because we want to represent Jesus to people. And so Paul, where Paul starts is not what we say, not what we do, not go on a beach mission, not how well do I evangelize. He starts with prayer. He starts with prayer. He says, pray. Prayer is what guides us. Prayer is what establishes us before we share Jesus, before we go out to speak about him, we pray. Because in prayer, we create this dynamic within ourselves, within our community, where we're sharing Jesus out of our own experience. We're not sharing Jesus because we should. We're sharing Jesus because he flows out of our lives. So wherever we go, we share Jesus. Not out of I'm a really skilled evangelist or I feel really confident about doing this, but where we go, Jesus oozes out of us. Yeah. So prayer is this really vital part of before we like in sharing Jesus. Prayer is the place we start. Yeah. And so I love what Chris said before about the church will be praying for you. That is so vital that you're not going on a beach mission or going to do ministry somewhere where you're trying to share Jesus and you're doing it in your own strength. Instead, you're inviting people to stand with you. Whatever you do, make sure that you have prayer notes that are going out on a daily basis. There was one team last year where one person took responsibility to create this prayer journal, if you like, and they emailed it out, and I swear it was like I was on the beach mission. It was so enlivening. It was amazing. It wasn't just like, hey, pray for this and pray for that and pray for that. It was pray for that. It was like, God's doing this over here in this group of kids. Hey, we're seeing Jesus moving in this way. Hey, we've got this challenge going on here. But it was so much inviting people into prayer that, of course, we were going to be praying. Likewise, when you're in your teams, be reflecting on how do we pray together in an ongoing way. Who's praying for the kids in the program or the teenagers who are coming through the program or the family members you're interacting with? Who's making it their purpose to make sure that the whole team's praying? Because what can happen is that you become so busy doing the stuff that that prayer takes a second place. And if we can be cultivating a spirit of prayer around our ministry, then we're going to see more people go, hey, can you tell me about this Jesus? So sometimes the confidence thing, we can find that people are actually being softened because the Holy Spirit is moving in response to our prayers. So devote yourself to prayer. Prayer. So when Paul says devote yourself, he's not going, hey, it's a really good idea to pray. He's not saying, hey, this is a really important principle of evangelism. No, he's saying, be white hot in your passion for prayer. Be so devoted, give yourself so wholeheartedly to prayer that it's the first thing that you do. That when you go, hey, we've got this situation going on, the first thing we do is pray. That that we don't exhaust ourselves in activity, that we run out of energy to pray because we're doing prayer first. Bring a devotion to prayer into the life of your team where it's celebrated, it's focused on. Help people to really encounter each other, Jesus, in prayer. So Paul actually says, pray that I would be bold in sharing as I should. Okay, does anyone here ever feel a little bit nervous when they think about evangelism? Okay, yep, so nearly all of us. Okay, so we can sometimes go, oh, I don't feel very confident in sharing Jesus. Well, if the Apostle Paul says, pray that I would be bold, I would think that that's kind of him saying, I get a little bit scared and not sure what to say sometimes as well. So if an apostle can sometimes need prayer for boldness, so can us mere mortals, okay? I don't always feel confident in sharing my faith. Sometimes I will go to say something. I really want to say something, and I'll backpedal and I'll chicken out. That's okay. You know, that's what happens. But the more we pray for boldness, the more bold we will be. Okay, so it's not wrong to pray for confidence in sharing your faith. It's not wrong to say, Lord, give me the confidence that I need to share you. Okay. So for all of you who put your hand up and said, I don't always feel confident, that's okay. Let's make it a point of prayer that we feel confident and bold. So as you're going out, you've got people who are behind you who are praying, and you've got people in front of you who are praying. So the churches around your mission are praying as well. Do all that you can to have that prayer dynamic around your team, within your team as well. All right, so Paul continues. Live wisely among those who are not believers and make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be gracious and attractive so that everyone will have the right response for everybody. Paul understood that the Colossians were living among they were living among people who didn't know or didn't follow Jesus, didn't know about Jesus. He was real. Like, he wasn't saying, oh yeah, everyone's open to the good news of Jesus. He was actually talking about the context that most Aussies live in now. Okay? And so we live in this post-Christian, post-modern society where people say, that's your truth, that's not my truth. Okay? And whether you're in university or school or wherever it is, there's plenty of people that go, talk to the hand, not interested in your faith. So Paul actually says, sharing Jesus is about living wisely. Okay? Living in such a way that people look at your life and go, what's going on there? Why is that person like that? Why are they peaceful? Why are they not stressed out in these circumstances? Why do they seem to love people that would otherwise not be loved? Why do they serve? Why do they clean up the caravan park? Like, you know, do you know what I'm talking about? And so living wisely is attractive, and it draws people's attention to Jesus in you. Yep. And you can do that individually, you know, whether you're the person that goes and serves or does things, helps people, or you can do it collectively as a group. And so be wise about how you represent Jesus, how you share Jesus with your actions. I've seen that. I've seen teams doing this where they go and they clean up the caravan park, and you know, on New Year's Day, and people are going, why are you cleaning up? Why are you hosing the vomit down? Why are you cleaning up all everyone else's rubbish? That's the let the council do that. And you can go, yeah, someone else could do this. But people are looking when you do those things. People often say to me when I go and visit beach missions and they hear that I'm the boss, they go, so do you pay these guys? And I go, yeah. And no, they pay for the privilege of serving your children and your families. And they go, huh? You know, like, it stands out. It's remarkable to people who are used to having to pay for something to have volunteers come and lovingly serve. Yeah? Don't underestimate that. Like, people, you might go, oh, we're just doing mission. And people go, these people are running this free program for my kids, and that's amazing. Don't underestimate that, the opportunity that opens up. So you might sometimes go and talk to it. You know, there might be a dad that's standing on the side there, and you kind of go, oh, I don't know whether I feel confident to go and talk to a middle-aged man. You know, I don't. What if he asks me hard questions? So what? Go up and talk to him. Hey, I you know, I noticed that this is, you know, your child. Well, this is something that I've noticed about your child. And this is something that your child is learning about. And what do you think about that? Okay? It doesn't have to be, I've got to go and convince you. You know, when you live wisely, you're not trying to prove anything to anybody. You know, you don't have to convince people that Jesus is the Saviour. You go and model it. And you share your own experience. Because this is one thing that I've learned in this postmodern world. No one will argue with your story, okay? You might say, oh, if you try to argue with someone and convince them that you're right and they're wrong, they'll push back on you. If you go and say, this is my experience of Jesus, people will lean in. Oh, why do you believe that? And it invites this opportunity for a dialogue around who Jesus is, which flips me back into prayer. We have a neighbour who has had been connected for a few years now, and she's had some significant challenges, health challenges, family challenges. My first encounter with her was when her pet was run over, and she was devastated. And I kind of had just got to know her, and I said, "Hey, can I pray for you?" And she goes, "Yeah, okay." And I prayed with her. And over the 3 years, I've prayed with her multiple times. I've prayed for her kids. I've prayed for her looking for work. I've prayed for her family. The other day, she was on my doorstep, and I shared with her the story of the woman at the well. And this was not because I was looking for opportunities, but I was prayerfully responding to her. I was living wisely with her. And as we've built this friendship, she's becoming more and more open to Jesus. And she and her husband are they're kind of the sticky beak neighbours. You can kind of see them looking at us like this. But what they're doing is they're looking at our lives. And I know that they like what they're seeing because they keep coming closer to us. Well, there's going to be a point where we lead them to Jesus. I've got no doubt about it. But I haven't been trying to prove to them that they should follow Jesus. I've just been loving them, and my wife and I have just been loving them. And so, living wisely with people who aren't believers opens up opportunities for conversation. Opens up opportunities for prayer. You might have. There'll be kids that you interact with who are going through a really difficult time. You'll have the opportunity to pray with them. Just talk. Don't feel like you've got to convince them or counsel them all the time, but just go, "Hey, that's really tough. Could I pray with you for that?" Okay. There's going to be families that you interact with where they're coming into the end of the year and it's been a horrendous year. Okay, you might know that, you might not know that. But if you're wise, you may see an opportunity where you go, "Hey, Mum, can I pray for you? Hey, I see that you've had a challenging year since we last saw you. Can I pray with you?" I'm sure that you'll have these opportunities. In fact, I'm absolutely certain that you will have these opportunities. So we all, you know, most of us put up our hand and said, "Yes, I feel a bit nervous when I share my faith," but that's okay. When you're in a loving Christian community, it's the perfect place to practice sharing the good news, because actually the good news is not for people just outside the church. The good news is for all of us. We're supposed to live in the good news. And so I want to give you guys the opportunity to practice sharing the good news with each other, okay? What we're not doing is trying to convert each other, all right? Please hear that. What we're going to do is practice sharing Jesus with one another. And there's three things. I'm going to get you to do three little exercises. They're relatively brief, but I'm going to get you to do three little exercises. First one is encouraging a person. Second one is empathizing with a person. And then the third one is you're going to actually listen to Jesus and in turn pray for that person. Okay? So I'm going to get, there'll be three exercises. I'm going to get you to mix up and move around. So if you don't want to be involved, you're completely free. Although not all of you can go to the back of the room and go and get coffee, because then I'll be out here feeling really awkward. No, you can if you want. So can I ask you to jump up on your feet? And what I'd like you to do is to, don't do anything yet, go and find someone else. You know them, you don't know them, that's okay. Go and form a pair, all right? Go for it. Go and find a pair. Make a pair. Probably helps to know them a little bit. Okay. Anyone not got a pair? Okay, we need a pair. Andy, can you come over, form a pair over here? Oh, sorry, you're with Jeanette. Sorry, I'm... All right. All right, have we got a pair yet? You can't be in fours. You've got to be in pairs. Like, whenever I give Christians instructions about get into a pair, they get into threes or fours or eights or 14s. No, you've got to be in a pair. Okay. So if you're in a four, break into two. If you're in a five, I don't know how you're going to do that. Okay, so has everyone got their pair now? Good. Okay, awesome. Thanks, Matt. Everyone give Matt a clap. Yep. Okay, so this is a pretty simple exercise. I want you to, this is about sharing the good news, okay? One of the things is about encouraging people, blessing them, okay? Saying things to them that affirm who they already are in Jesus, okay? Whether they're a Christian or not. So what I want you to say is look that person in the eye and say, this is something that I really appreciate you about you, okay? And take a moment to think about it. Like, don't be glib, but just like, don't go, oh, you have such beautiful eyes. James, you have such beautiful eyes. Don't say that. That's creepy. But say something that you appreciate about that person's character, or something that you like what they do, something that they bring to the Christian community. All right? Does that make sense? All right. Hold on. I'm going to pray. Lord, you want us to learn how to share you and share you really winsomely and wonderfully. And so much of it is just a natural expression of who you are to us. And so, Lord, I just pray that as we practice these exercises, that we would have a lot of joy and confidence, that this would grow us in confidence in your wonderful name. Amen. Okay, go to it. Encourage one another. All right, one more minute. All right, nicely done. Can I call you back? Okay. So when you encourage somebody and you speak to them like Jesus would speak to them, it actually shows them Jesus. Okay, so it's when you affirm someone's God-given characteristics, people start to go, I wonder what's going on there, because Aussies don't particularly encourage, okay? In case you haven't been aware of that. So, next exercise, go and find another partner. So, break up. Go and find another partner. All right, everyone got a partner? Wave if you haven't got a partner. Give us a wave if you haven't got a partner. Okay. So this bit, what we're going to do is show empathy. And what I want you to do is to ask the person, what's one thing that they need to experience the good news in? Okay? So you're just inviting them to... What's something where they need to experience God's good news in? And then you're going to pray for them in that. Okay. Yeah. What is so if good news is for the whole of life, okay, Jesus said, repent and believe the good news when he came, okay? So the good news is about the whole of Jesus' ministry. Ask the person, what do they need some good news in their lives, okay? You might get a variety of answers. And then you're going to pray for that person in that thing. So maybe you could pray for one another. One more minute. Okay, can I invite you back now? All right, can you see this progression that we're making? Now I want you to find another person. Go and find another person and form another pair. All right, everyone got a pair? Give us a wave if you haven't got a pair. All right. Okay, everyone got a pair? I think we're sorted. Okay, we need one for Matt. Yep.
Okay. Have you got a partner? This man.
Okay. Okay. So now what I want you to do is to take a moment and just listen to God, okay? And I want you to say to the Lord, is there anything that you want me to share with the other person, okay? It might be a Bible verse, it might be a picture, it might be a word of encouragement, but I want you not to try to go, oh, I know this person really well, so this is what I'm going to say, but actually to say, Lord, can you impress on me what you want me to encourage or bless this other person with, okay? Does it make sense? So it's a little bit, if you don't hear anything, first of all, don't think that you haven't heard anything, but maybe that thought that's rattling around in your head might be the Holy Spirit talking to you, okay? So don't dismiss the thought out the side here. But if you go, I actually don't feel like I've got anything, then just go, hey, I just want to bless you. I actually want to say this is what my hope is for you in Jesus. Okay? So just bless the person. Okay? But we're not going to speak until we've taken a moment to listen. All right? So just hold it. I'll give you the green light when I want you to share. So you just stay in that place for a moment. So you might have a scripture, you might have a story out of the Bible, you might have an impression, you might have a word of encouragement. So now just turn to the person or you might just go, no, I'm not exactly sure, but I just want to say this. Okay, so remember you're sharing good news with one another, you're sharing Jesus. Go for it. I just want to encourage you. One more minute. Okay, can I invite you back now? So, can you give me a wave? Can you give me a wave if... Can you give me a wave if what the other person shared with you was really encouraging and spoke deeply to you? Just give me a bit of a wave, okay? So what that says to me... Yeah, that's it. What that says to me is that you're hearing from Jesus and you're sharing with Jesus and it blesses them and you're sharing Jesus in a way that opens them up, okay? And we sometimes think, oh, we can only do this with Christians. No, like the people that we're interacting with all the time are desperate for affirmation, desperate for encouragement, desperate for hearing that word of blessing, okay? And when we start to do that, it opens people up to hearing the good news of Jesus, okay? They become much more open to the gospel. And so what you were doing was sharing Jesus. Very natural. Who felt like that was a pretty natural thing to do? Like, you know, it's a little bit awkward to go and, you know, hey, let's go and change, let me go and talk to another person. But the conversations that you had were I was watching you. You were just being yourselves. Okay, and so what you were doing was letting let your conversation be gracious and attractive, so that you will have a right response for everyone. Your conversations were gracious and attractive; they were drawing people to Jesus. Do you see that? And you can do that. Like it's just you can do that. And so when you go on a beach mission, you're going to have conversations with 7-year olds, and you go, okay, what does this kid need? He's driving me crazy. Hey, this is something that I see about you that is just amazing. You're so good at that. And the kid's going to eat out of your hand. Okay? There's going to be a teenage girl and she's going through an emotional issue. And the girls in your group is going to come and say, hey, I really see this about you. This is something that's amazing about you. Or maybe it's going to be, hey, can I pray for you? And you're going to have these conversations that open up. It will happen, okay? It will happen. So you guys were sharing Jesus with one another in just a normal way, in a normal, natural way. And that's no different from where you go, whether it's at uni or at school or at work. It's just live out of that space of letting your conversation be gracious and attractive and you will share Jesus. Yeah? Okay. We started with devote yourself to prayer, so I want to finish with devote yourself to prayer. And we've been doing this thing at Scripture Union Victoria for now about a year. I interacted with some of my friends from the Pacific Islands, and when the Pacific Islanders pray, they really pray, okay? It's like, whoa, I'm with really godly people here. And what they do, and you might have heard this like Korean prayer, or I call it Islander prayer, but everybody prays all together at the same time out loud, all right? So what I want you to do is pray for Apollo Bay Mission. Are there any other missions represented here? Apollo Bay and Noble Park and McRae. Any others?
Andrea.
Andrea, Family Camp 3. Okay, so we're going to pray for those four. And maybe you can also pray for Scripture Union. And then you can also pray for all of you sharing Jesus with your non-Christian friends. All right? But you don't have to pray for them in that order. And it doesn't matter if you forget one. You just keep praying, okay? But what we start to do is as we're praying, you hear something that someone else is praying and you go, oh, yeah, I want to join in on praying that. And it becomes a bit of like a Congo line. Okay, so I'm going to start off and I don't want you to leave me hanging. I'm going to start praying and then I'm going to invite you to all join in, okay? We're praying for Noble Park, Apollo Bay SUFM, Apollo Bay Theos, Family Camp 3 and McRae, all right? And then whatever, anything else you want to pray, all right? We got it?
Yep.
And some people are still looking at me like, what are we doing here? All right, so we're going to pray. I'm going to give you a challenge. We're going to pray for 4 minutes. 4 minutes. You can do it. All right, I'll start in the mic and then I'm going to put the mic down. All right. So, Lord Jesus, we just thank you for your goodness. Come on, let's go. Don't leave me hanging. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your goodness that you have shared your good news with us, that you are so faithful to us, so kind to us, that you are our Savior. You've made the way. Lord, we just thank you for the way that you're moving. We thank you for the heritage of this church. We thank you for the people like John Uren, the people like Tom Slater, the people like Ron Buckland, the people like John Lane. Lord, I thank you for this pioneering spirit in this church. I thank you for the pioneers who are going out, and I thank you for the pioneers that continue to go out. Don't be shy, guys. Come on. So, Lord, I thank you for this church. I thank you for the way that you've used it and you're using it. And, Lord, I pray that you would continue to bless every person in this church. Lord, I pray that as we seek to share you, that it would be the natural overflow of our lives, that our words would follow our hearts. Lord, that you would we would see these incredible conversations open up with kids and young people and families, Lord, the conversations that we have at school and uni and work, Lord, in all these different ways that we are connecting with people who don't know you, I pray that you would help us to live wisely. I pray that our conversations would be so gracious, so attractive, drawing people to you. And Lord, I just pray that you would continue to birth within us that devotion to prayer, that we would be a prayer movement, seeing people so drawn to you in us. We love you, Jesus, and I just thank you so much for your goodness to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.